Nerdy is the new sexy.
It's good to be a geek.
This is Bud's Weekly Geek Out.
Hi, Bud. What a cute treat to see you.
Hi, oh, Paul.
Special treat and
my
delight.
My favorite. Jenny. My favorite. Wow. My favorite geek out happens
when
you
were here. Is
this a surprise?
Huh? No. Never, okay, hi.
Paul, you're being so nice all of a sudden.
Well, the last few weeks, I've been mean to him, and so I want him to know how I really feel, and that is nice.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Okay.
What are you geeking out about now?
We've talked about e-ink and its uses a bunch on this show. Certainly e-readers are the best use of e-ink because there's generally no backlight to fatigue your eyes and the battery is only taxed when changing the display, so when you flip the page. Otherwise, there's virtually no battery power usage unless your e-reader is connected to Wi-Fi to grab new books or something. There are also e-ink watches, tablets, smartphones. There was even that Kohler Numi 2.0 we talked about on this year's CES Geek Out, the e-ink toilet.
Toilet!
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. But at the 2022 CES Geek Out, we talked about the BMW iX Flow, a concept car covered in 60 e-ink panels that could change from black to white or any gradient in between. And that, by the way, looked like a very normal SUV.
Well, I'm looking at a picture right now you're showing to us. It's kind of ugly, actually. Other than the e-ink, what do you think, Jen? You like cars?
It kind of looks like one of those weird Tesla truck things.
Well, let's compare it then to the 2023 CES announcement, the iVision D. So this was a very futuristic looking spaceship kind of electric car thing.
That's nicer though.
It is. I guess it is a little nicer.
Better lines.
Weirder shape. Like more futuristic flying car kind
of
thing.
Like a jelly bean.
Like a jelly bean.
Like a candy treat.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
So this had a digital assistant built in. Very concept car. But it was the world's first full coverage color e-ink car with 240 panels allowing 32 color options including its hubcaps. This year, just after CES, they're back with the i5 Flow Nostacana. This is another electric car, but with a more traditional looking shape to it, and this time almost 1,400 independent e-ink screens on its surface and its hubcaps. So a huge leap in technology, much more detailed. But the color on the car is serving a very specific purpose. It's paying tribute to something BMW does called art cars. Now, I am not a car guy, so I had no idea they've been doing this since 1975, but they have. And in 1991, the first female and African artist painted a car, Dr. Esther Malangu from South Africa. She painted a 525i, this incredibly striking design of colorful patterns found in the clothing and jewelry of the Ndebele people. You probably know it to see it, this art style. Lots of sharp triangle and diamond patterns with bright colors in.
Oh, yeah.
So engineer Stella Clark, who had been the person behind all three of these e-ink BMWs, she took the designs of Dr. Malangu. She actually flew them to South Africa to show them animated on e-ink and then put them onto the car.
But why is the name Nostacana?
Oh, that is the name of Dr. Malangu's first son.
Oh.
Is this another all-over color-changing car? Another one?
We're getting so sick of the... No, actually. This is centralized into two stripes running along the hood, the roof, the sides, and the rear. This shape best shows the Ndebele art. But again, many more times of the e-ink panels on this car, even though it's not full coverage. It just speaks to the advances in the technology and the density of the... Not pixels, but like pixels, they're called micro capsules, and there are several million of them in each of these e-ink panels.
Well, how does it do all the color changing?
So each color of the micro capsules is electrically charged, and the right voltage brings the right color to the surface.
Wow. Oh boy, I'd hate to get a ding in that in the parking lot at Save All Foods. Watch your grocery cart, please, and thank you. I hate to get a ding in one of my color panel
microelectrons. Are leaking.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, we've come so far, even since 2022, that we're now in the realm of theoretically possible that e-ink paint might be a thing.
No. Mm.
In the near future, such that you could paint a car or something smaller and then choose the color you want it to be with the right hardware and software.
You know what? I'd just paint my house with it and then I could program it to like tell kids to stay off my lawn. Hey, everybody, stay out. I'd put speakers out, right?
Yeah.
This is Paul's house. Get out of here. Don't let that dog poop there, please.
You would become the attraction of the neighborhood and everybody would be on your lawn.
Not just for Halloween no more.
Fair enough. No, that's true. You can see videos of the BMW i5 Flow Nostacana and all these other e-ink cars at thezone.fm/geekout.
Thanks, Bud.
Vroom, vroom, Bud.
Bye.
Bud's Weekly Geek Out.
Sometimes you know it's good to be a geek.
Listen every Wednesday on The Morning Zone for more news from the world of techie type stuff.